Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Brewers skipper Pat Murphy's been an obvious pain at the Brewers games. He's not moving in the dugout like he used to. He's not going out for mound visits like he used to. And he announced that we knew he had a major hip issue, and he's planning to have a procedure on his hip coming up here over the All-Star break in mid-July. Now we've also found out that he's scheduled for back surgery to address a ruptured disc coming up here in 2 days on an off day. Dr. Patrick Yost, our friend, an orthopedic surgeon at Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin, is with us this afternoon. Dr. Yost, it's so good to have you back on the show. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
So we don't know the details, but it's being reported he's going to have surgery to address a ruptured disc coming up here on the 25th. I guess a couple of things. He's had hip issues for a long time. Could that have led to the ruptured disc?
Absolutely. So imagine if the hip doesn't move right because of arthritis, it'll stiffen up. Then the spine has to pick up the slack. So all the flexion and rotation that we rely on our hips for, now the spine has to do that, and it sees more stress. So certainly that at least can contribute to it, if not cause it.
For someone like Murph, who's, you know, he's standing for long periods of time, you've also got just the grind of an 162-day baseball season traveling. What challenges as this surgery comes up here, even post-op on the 25th, is he going to be facing?
Well, pre-op, you got to feel for the guy. Everything hurts with this kind of problem. There's probably plenty of people listening who've had a herniated disc or a pinched nerve in their back. It surprises you. You don't know when you're going to be able to move, when you can't. Sometimes you stand up and it just shocks you. It can be really disabling. If he's in fact having a micro discectomy, it can actually be an incredible surgery. It's a pretty minimally invasive surgery. The recovery is really not difficult if you don't also have an arthritic hip, and the pain sometimes is gone right away. So hopefully that's how it'll go for him.
So his scenario is that he says he's going to miss no games, that he's going to have the surgery during an off day and be back the next day. Is that realistic?
I think that's very ambitious, but it's possible. I don't like to tell people they can't. I'd probably recommend he take a couple days, and maybe he'll make it back and do great. I hope he does.
It could just be that's just kind of Murph's mentality. I think he's always kind of come across lovable but still gruff. Although, Doc, you have to think that surgery and recovery from it, you know, compared maybe even like 15, 20 years ago, it's always advancing, it's always improving. How different are these types of surgeries now from where we were maybe a couple of decades ago?
Yeah, they're a lot better. Every day I tell people we try to get better. My analogy is if you drive a car from 10 years ago versus you drive a car that was made this year, you can see a big difference. There was nothing wrong with the car 10 years ago, but things have come a long way. And that's what I try to push to do, and I think my colleagues do as well. Every day we're trying to get better. We're always thinking. We're always going to meetings. We're talking to each other. There's research going on. So things are better now than they were then, and they're going to be better in 5 years.
Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin's Dr. Patrick Yost is with us on WTMJ. I'm trying to be careful here because none of us are his doctor, right? None of us really know exactly what's going to take place. But based on your experience, that's why we have you on. I thought I read he was going to have a hip replacement surgery. But now as I read today, Dr. Yost, it's pretty clear that the language you're using is a hip procedure. And he says he's going to be back after that procedure over the All-Star break. That would seem to definitely indicate this is not a hip replacement if all those things are accurate, right?
Well, I wouldn't say definitely not. I think if he has a modern, minimally invasive anterior hip replacement, I have people who go back to work within a week. Now, I try to talk them into sitting around the house and relaxing and just doing their physical therapy. But I've had people who take a week and use a cane and kind of do their thing. So they're not running in a week. But to sit in the dugout and travel with the team, I think that is possible.
So they're off four
days,
Doc.
We don't know for sure.
They're off four days. Is that enough time? maybe.
I would try to talk him out of it if he were my patient, but I wouldn't be shocked by anything. I think he could do it, and he just needs a lot of, he would need a lot of support.
You know, none of us are in Murph's body, so when it comes to like wanting to know how much pain he could be in, it's hard, I know, to tell. But from your experience, when you have both of these separate issues that are their own pain levels, and then you put them together, how big of a double whammy do you think Murph is probably dealing just in terms of that raw pain from both of these issues?
It's terrible. There's no question it's terrible. He's a tough guy and he's struggling. Hip arthritis by itself is one of the more disabling things we see. And if you couple that with a herniated disc in the spine, most people would be in bed. So he's obviously got an incredible pain tolerance. The great thing is both of these procedures, if we're right about what he's having, are very, very successful. And the recovery is generally excellent and relatively quick. 4 days is really pushing it, but he should recover great. And I'm sure he'll be back to walking and doing all the things he needs to do.
Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin orthopedic surgeon Dr. Patrick Yost is with us. He's 67 years old. How does that age work to his advantage or disadvantage with these scenarios he's dealing with surgically?
I'd say 67 is sort of middle of the road as far as people who need these procedures. Yeah, if he were 10 years younger, he'd recover a little faster. But if he takes care of himself and he's motivated, I think he has a very high rate of recovery and success.
The other hip, does one have anything to do with the other? Are these illnesses that can be predetermined based on the strength of your bones or anything like that? Or is that a silly thought?
Well, what I tell people, I see a lot of hips, and people's hips generally are shaped the same. There's a lot of variation in the type of hips people have. Some people have impingements, some people have dysplasia. Unless you had a trauma to one side or the other, they usually are shaped about the same and have been through the same number of miles, so to speak. So when people ask me after their hip replacement, when am I going to need the other one? I mean, I try not to get pinned down to an exact time, but generally they'll fail around the same time of life.
Dr. Patrick Yost, Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin. Start your journey to feeling better at the website, OHOW.com, OHOW.com. Request an appointment. Hit that button because it doesn't mean you're in for surgery. They have world-class imaging. They have the best physical therapists, and if needed, they also have the best doctors in America. Dr. Yost, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Thanks again for having me, John.